WTAW.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. A train derailment south of Navasota has Highway 6 closed in both directions. Grimes County Sheriff Chief Deputy Todd Green says traffic is being diverted to a detour by law enforcement.
We got 7-8 cars around Union Pacific, and we do have a chemical that's leaking out right now.
He says that chemical is diethanolamine, or DEA, which is used as a corrosion inhibitor. No homes are in the immediate area, and no evacuations are planned. Green says there's no estimate for when the highway will reopen, and no injuries were known of at the time of the call. Bryan police report a bicyclist was struck Sunday night. The 50-year-old male on the bicycle was transported to St. Joseph Regional Health Center, where he was last listed in critical condition. Officers were told the bicyclist was crossing San Jacinto near Martin Luther King Street when he was struck by an eastbound pickup. Three boyfriends are accused of weekend crimes against their girlfriends. Two were arrested and one remains at large. 34-year-old Gregory Ray of Bryan remains jailed in lieu of bonds totaling more than $100,000. That's after a Bryan police officer asked the judge to increase the bond due to Ray being convicted last October of two or more family violence incidents within a 12-month period involving the same victim. The Saturday night incident included a police chase from Boonville and Copperfield to the Wheeler Ridge neighborhood. Brazos County Sheriff's officers arrested a Bryan man who confessed to taking nearly $600 of jewelry from his girlfriend. 30-year-old Philip Jack told deputies he pawned the jewelry for drug and gas money. And law enforcement continue to look for someone accused of assaulting a woman on the Texas A&M campus early Friday morning. University police obtained an arrest warrant for 40-year-old Chad Smith of Burton, formerly of College Station. Investigators were told a car driven by Smith ran out of gas at the Poultry Science headquarters. When his girlfriend arrived 1 hour later to assist, she says Smith became upset at her and caused serious injuries. Smith drove her to a nearby convenience store, then took off on foot. The girlfriend was taken to a local hospital. Residents in South College Station who receive water from the Welborn Special Utility District may be overpaying for sewer services from College Station. City Director of Water Services Dave Coleman says the 2007 agreement with developers based sewage rates on water consumption, but getting those numbers in a timely manner is not technologically feasible.
So what we came up with was a pretty good system where we have four flat rates based on water usage from 5,000 to 9,000 gallons of water usage a month. And the issue is, with a new customer, we have no way of knowing, and neither do they, what their water consumption is.
Coleman says residents who bring in a few months of water bills can have their rate adjusted and account credited for up to 6 months. A locally owned pharmaceutical company in the BioCorridor wants $1.5 million from the cities of College Station and Bryan. The proposed economic development agreement with Kalon Biotherapeutics calls for the $1.1 million from College Station and $400,000 from Bryan. The College Station City Council takes up the request on Thursday. Kalon is not mentioned by name in Tuesday's Bryan City Council meeting agenda information. The only reference is the possibility of considering a generic economic development agreement in West Bryan. Kalon, which was established 3 years ago by the Texas A&M system, is working with GlaxoSmithKline to develop pandemic and seasonal influenza vaccines, as well as creating and producing commercial products. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 79 degrees. This look at news brought to you by WTAW. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My mom chose Dr. Gale because he's a hometown boy and a fighting Texas Aggie.
Well, my mom chose Dr. Gale because he delivered over 6,000 babies.
I chose Dr. Gale because he has training in advanced surgical procedures such as robotic surgery.
I chose Dr. Gale because he takes the time to listen to me and cares about my opinions.
Hi, my name is Dr. Justin Gale, and I would like to thank our patients and friends for voting us best in the Brazos Valley. College Station Advanced OBGYN. Advanced healthcare with a hometown touch.
With everything going on in the world of World Cup, you got to stay connected, if you're a fan like I am anyway, so you can get hooked up with Suddenlink to go. Suddenlink has a total home ready to connect you and your family like they've never been before with the TiVo Anyroom DVR, TiVo Stream, free HD, Wi-Fi at home, unlimited U.S. long distance, Suddenlink safeguards, and piles and piles and piles of more. You can watch live TV on the go with the Suddenlink to go app, so if you really are tuned into something that you've got to see on TV, you can do it on your iPad even. And coming soon, even more devices. Watch TV like Fox News, Fox Business, USA, E! Sci-Fi, NBC Sports, and more all with the good folks at Suddenlink. And if you're thinking about switching up from your current provider to Suddenlink, now is absolutely the best time to do that during their big switch event from Suddenlink. Get the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 internet, and home phone for only $30 a month per service when you bundle. They have a 30-day We Promise Money Back guarantee, and you're not going to get stuck with any stupid contract. So get the best product lineup ever by switching up today. Call 1-800-915-1866 or do it online. It's easier and faster than ever before at Suddenlink.com.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. If your bank is in transition mode, making it difficult for even your simple banking needs like direct deposit and bill pay, even subjecting you to account number changes, let American Momentum Bank provide the stability and predictability that you deserve. We want to be your bank, not just for today, but for a lifetime. Why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking. We do the ordinary extraordinarily well. Member FDIC.
Good morning. It's 8:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-8 service means overtime coverage for you without overtime charges. You get home and your unit's not working, give them a call. They'll get somebody out there the same day. It's 690-2278.
Clouds today. There could be some showers and storms as the day goes on. Highs 90 to 95. We may also see some breaks of sunshine develop as the day goes on. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 75. Some morning sun tomorrow, then clouds fill in. There could be some showers and thunderstorms, 90. Chance of a thunderstorm tomorrow evening, 75. Lots of clouds Wednesday. Scattered showers and storms. The highs on Wednesday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, if you're loving you some chicken at Popeyes, which, by the way, the one over there on Graham Road closed down.
Yeah, it did.
I'm not down that road very often. I was down there last week. Anyway, if you're loving you some Popeyes, the big wigs at the company are betting on it and just spent a fortune on their blend of herbs and spices. The deep fried chain paid $43 million to a Louisiana seasoning company so that they can own the same recipe they've been using for decades. Apparently, the bean counters did the math, decided it was a good investment considering they were already ponying up about $3 million every year in royalties. So they just went ahead and did about 11 times or 13 times that, and there you are. So whoever that seasoning company is, they're doing pretty
well.
Yeah,
no
now.
Kidding.
Thinking they're in high cotton.
I just found this meme.
Okay.
It's from Forrest Gump.
Okay.
I may not be smart, Jenny, but I didn't just lose 2 years of emails, then ask to handle everyone's American medical records.
Very nice. So, skydiving. A lot of people like doing that.
Nine times I did.
All right, kind of a fun thing. A team of skydivers now have taken that hobby to the next level by setting off fireworks as they leap from the plane.
Oh, that would be cool.
Thousands of feet above the ground. Latest craze in extreme sports, the pyrotechnic skydiving, I guess, right?
Sure.
Sees the teams of four divers activate their set of fireworks strapped to their legs as they fall through the air at speeds of up to 120 miles an hour. Skydiver from team Fast Tracks, which is based in Ohio. They had long wowed audiences with their ambitious stunts, but their latest effort now boasts the added danger of fireworks attached to the divers' ankles. And that would probably be pretty spectacular. After jumping out of 13,500 feet, press one of six buttons on their chest, which sends an electric impulse to trigger the fireworks. The explosives burn at 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit at the equivalent of 100,000 candles for about 45 seconds each while the team members hang on to each other's arms in the free fall. So, coming to a city near you, maybe. Got to be kind of expensive, I would think.
Skydiving? Or that in general?
That particular.
Oh, without question.
Yeah, and thinking their insurance might be kind of expensive as well. Anyway, there you go. Came up with the idea. They were formed in 2002, came up with that idea. See how that works out. So, last Thursday, Facebook was down for half an hour. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, I think even Huckabee covered that.
Really?
Yeah.
Even Huckabee.
Well,
Dad. Wow. I'm behind Huckabee.
No. That's not what I said.
That's all right. Forbes says that the outage is the longest since 2010 when the online network
was down for two and a half hours. Yeah.
And since Facebook's venue revenue works out to about $1.16 million an hour, the half an hour outage could cost a bit more than $500,000. So Did they ever figure out what it was? Somebody kick a plug or something? No?
Not a clue.
No. Yeah. Nope. No.
Okay. An Arkansas man charged with harassing a couple in a car because he thought they were space aliens.
I'd harass them, too.
Yeah, but what kind of proof did he have?
I don't know.
Police say that James Bushart also thought the couple's vehicle was a flying saucer. sounds like James may be the one with the problem there. According to the police, the 45-year-old was shaky and talking to himself while performing a field sobriety test.
He just saw UFO and aliens.
Finger to the nose, finger to the nose, finger to the nose. He also told police that he was it was a very big deal and had, he said, it's a very big deal, and he had 100,000 Asian flowers, whatever that means. He was arrested. Police allegedly found some meth. Oh, yeah, and a pipe on him. But aside from that, he's just like the rest of us.
Sure.
California teen arrested for vandalizing the inside of a courthouse while he was on trial for vandalism. Sure. 18-year-old. Oh, this guy's got a bright future now, doesn't he? He's only 18. Francisco Canseco on trial. Accused of tagging areas of San Diego with graffiti. So during the proceedings, officers found new graffiti in the San Diego Superior Courthouse. Deputies used the high-tech graffiti tracking system, whatever that happens to be, to match the graffiti in the courthouse to Canseco, immediately charged on 5 new felony counts of vandalism. His prior vandalism charges were all misdemeanors. Yeah, you do the courthouse, they're going to elevate on you. But again, why would you do it while you're on trial? Okay. Nobody said he was a genius.
I was like,
nobody ever said he was a genius.
You don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
Nah, not at all. All right, so ever hear about these restaurant owners who want to install jammers so that people can't talk or text at their tables while eating? Okay. Or maybe in movie theaters?
Mm-hmm.
Last Friday, a Chinese electronics dealer got fined around $35 million by the FCC for selling those jammers to people in U.S. America.
Can't be doing that.
It is the biggest fine ever dropped on somebody by the FCC. Part of the problem comes from the fact that the Chinese company falsely advertised that the jammers were approved by the FCC.
Well, you know.
Why? Look, whenever it comes to electronics, why would the Chinese worry about any of that stuff?
No kidding.
They don't worry about the laws. I mean, they just go ahead and pirate anything and know they're not paying for any of that. So
my thought is if you can get that to work where it would stop the...
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Going by the house?
Just push, well, just pull up to him.
Yeah.
Pull up to him. Push that button right there.
Exactly.
That's mean-spirited, but you know, that could be kind of
You'd
fun.
Make money selling it,
yeah,
I promise
you. Yeah, that's one good idea that would work.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Amish Furniture for Generations, located in the Boonville Shopping Center on Boonville Road, down from the Kroger. It's that shopping center that has the black and white awning, and that's where you'll find Amish Furniture for Generations. And, you know, the display is it's kind of non-traditional from a furniture company standpoint, because if you look at a lot of them, they have stairs or, you know, swoop down little conversation pits that they put that kind of furniture in. That's not the way Amish Furniture for Generations has the shopping experience set up for you. They do have it set up to quite often have a room setting or an office setting so that you get an idea how to view it. But quite honestly, what sells the furniture at Amish Furniture for Generations isn't the display, it's the furniture itself, the quality, the solid wood furniture, the fact that you can choose to have the kind of wood that you want, the kind of stain, the kind of finish that you want. So that piece of furniture is exactly what you're looking for. And Amish Furniture for Generations also is a learning experience for you. You'll learn why this furniture is built to last for generations to come and why it's so beautiful. So great time for you to stop out and shop and find a piece of furniture that may be basically what you want, could be exactly what you want, but They can make it what you want with the features. That's what's different about shopping at Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road in Bryan.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Stocks may start out cautiously. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures suggest Wall Street is looking for direction ahead of the Monday session. Analysts say there is mixed economic news from overseas. An upbeat report on manufacturing in China was offset by soft readings on European business activity. It's a merger Monday with multi-billion-dollar deals in the utility and technology sectors. Wisconsin Energy is buying Integrus Energy for more than $9 billion. Oracle agreed to pay more than $5 billion for Microsystems. It sounds logical that offering internet domain names for businesses that correspond with the products offered by the businesses would make it easier for online shoppers, but American and European winemakers want no part of .vin or .wine. They fear unscrupulous companies will register for the addresses and have a way to sell inferior products to consumers. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Millions of Americans are retiring without a pension and enough retirement income. Smart retirees are turning to annuities that act like a personal pension for a predictable income stream, guaranteed by the insurance companies that issue them. At AnnuityNational.com, the customized strategies we design from A-plus rated companies could help you earn up to 8% of your annuity's value each year. That could be 20 to 40% more income, and you could potentially avoid taxes on that income. With only 1% of agents across the country having access to these strategies, you need to visit AnnuityNational.com for a free report showing you how you might optimize your retirement income strategies and returns up to 40%. Learn the number one mistake retirees make with annuities today, how to avoid annuities with fees of 3 to 8%, how to help protect against inflation, and possibly even double or triple your income to help pay for qualifying healthcare expenses. Don't wait. Visit AnnuityNational.com today for your free report. AnnuityNational.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Hey, I'm just like most people. I'm constantly fighting the battle of the bulge. My biggest problem is resisting carbohydrates. Yeah, I really love bread and pizzas, cereals, biscuits, not to mention cinnamon rolls, but those things can really put on the pounds. You see, carbohydrates are the first thing to turn to sugar in your system. They increase the production of insulin, and that turns the carbs into fat and, well, makes you hungry again. But you know, carbs are not a problem with Dr. Steelman's Better Health Diet from Activate, because the diet actually contains a carboblocker. Yeah, it's a little tablet that keeps your body from digesting the carbs you eat, so you can have a balanced diet without the hunger, starvation, or denying yourself some of the foods that you so love. It's great, and it really works. Now, there's full information at their website, www.myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411 or myactive8.com. Unless you've actually been one, you probably don't know the problems. And the problem is glare. Yeah, glare. It's a nuisance to you and I, but it's deadly to a few people. And right now, those few people I'm talking about are the gunners of our military tanks and bomber squadrons. Glare from anything, another tank, metal roofs of buildings, you name it. It can cause someone looking through a gun sight some real problems, and as you might guess, in combat, that can mean a short, undesirable conclusion. And that was pretty much the problem back in World War II when the military brought the problem to Ed. Now, Ed was a scientist who was fascinated with the study of light. Ed knew that light affected everything, and it certainly captured his full attention. Ed went to work, And before long, he had developed a pair of goggles that could not only diffuse light rays, but almost completely deflect glare. Now, the military didn't take too long in applying Ed's invention to gun sights for bombardiers. The tank boys got some new goggles, too. As a matter of fact, that's a pair of Ed's goggles that you see sitting on General George Patton's face in that now-famous photograph of him after the battle with Erwin Rommel. But that wasn't all of Ed's accomplishments. He used his knowledge that he gained in developing light-diffusing lenses to then develop night scopes so that troops and civilian police could see at night. He developed high-speed X-ray film for hospitals and special air reconnaissance film and had a significant role in developing our super-secret and highly effective U-2 spy plane. Now, you may not know this, I know I didn't, but he's the second largest holder of patents in the world, right behind Thomas Edison. And if you didn't know any of this about this quiet, unassuming man of light wave science, I don't blame you. He didn't seek fame. Not from his fantastic invention of polarized lenses, which of course later became polarized sunglasses, or the U-2, or something that we love to watch at Disney World, his invention of 3D movies. Yep, Ed invented those too. But it was his playing around with light and film for reconnaissance aircraft that led him to one more discovery. One that would allow us to see little Tommy and Julie or Aunt Greta immediately. Funny, isn't it? All those accomplishments. And we remember him because we can see an instant photo of Uncle Fred whenever we want to.
So your tea is only served iced and sweet, and your chili comes with a 5-alarm warning. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. Show your Texas pride with help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff.
Howdy, I'm Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post the best online store in the Brazos Valley for the past 3 years. Please vote for us again this year. You can find us at TXTraders.com.
Today, a look at how not to be a jerk when using your smartphone. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't figure it out alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Kim to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. Network doesn't cover all transactions and scope may vary. Everyone knows someone who becomes a total jerk when using a smartphone. And there's so many ways to do it. Bad etiquette, rude text messages, or just being a dork in meetings and public places. A new study from Great Britain has shed some light on the worst behaviors. Breaking off a friendship or a romance with a text message is at the very top of the list. If you want to kill your chances for a romantic evening, check for new text messages during dinner. And if you want to kill off your career, whip out your smartphone and send a text during a business meeting or when your boss is talking. And finally, one of the best favors you can do yourself is this. When you're feeling low, especially after you have a drink or two or three, give your phone to a trusted friend to make sure that you don't drunk call, or worse yet, drink and text, because the text you send can last forever. Read more, plus get all the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Learning to mind read. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update.
Being social means being able to read minds, not in the sense of having supernatural powers, but in perceiving that a friend has become impatient listening to your story, or something that makes you happy could make someone else sad. University of Oxford psychologist Cecilia Hayes writes in the journal Science that this ability isn't innate, like walking, but learned, like reading.
Adults explicitly teach children a culture-specific theory of how the mind works. That's what we learn at our mother's knee, and then when we become parents, we pass on that theory of mind to our own children.
She suggests that autism, in which children have trouble interacting socially, is similar to dyslexia. In both cases, a neurological condition makes it difficult for children to learn a skill that other children master easily. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. 7 to 8 Union Pacific cars have derailed south of Navasota, closing Highway 6 in both directions. An update just moments ago from TxDOT's Bobby Caldwell says traffic is being detoured to Spur 515 and Business 6. Grimes County Sheriff Chief Deputy Todd Green says law enforcement are rerouting traffic. You won't have to remember all those directions. They'll point you which way to go. Green says no evacuations are expected from a chemical spill. TxDOT's Bobby Caldwell mentioned that it called it a hazardous material. It's listed on Wikipedia as diethanolamine, which is used as a surfactant. We're getting these details right here. A corrosion inhibitor and a surfactant. It has low exposure risk for most workers, but it depends on the concentration. We'll get more of that in the noon update and on our website, WTAW.com. It's been 2.5 years since the Twin Cities signed the historic agreement establishing the Westside Biomedical Corridor. One of the components is revenue sharing generated by new development. The Bryan and College Station City Councils have been asked to give up $1.5 million to expand a pharmaceutical company that's already there. Details won't be released until Thursday's College Station City Council meeting. Background information from the council agenda says the 7-year incentive will result in creating an undisclosed number of new jobs and a yet-to-be-revealed capital investment in the bio corridor. The proposal involves Kalon Biotherapeutics, which was created by the A&M system 3 years ago. Kalon is now a partner with GlaxoSmithKline in developing and producing vaccines for seasonal and pandemic flus, as well as commercial products. The College Station Council has been asked to give up $1.1 million and Bryan $400,000. The Bryan Council meets Tuesday. Bryan's agenda does not specifically list the Kalon request, but action is possible on unidentified economic development agreements on the west side of town. Local law enforcement caught two men and are looking for a third following weekend reports of crimes against their girlfriends. A woman who took 1 hour to get to her boyfriend after he ran out of gas was assaulted and hospitalized for her injuries. Texas A&M police obtained an arrest warrant and are looking for 40-year-old Chad Smith of Burton, formerly of College Station. The aggravated assault took place about 1:30 Friday morning at the University Poultry Science headquarters on Harvey Mitchell Parkway. The victim said after she was injured, Smith drove her to a nearby convenience store where he ran off, and she had the clerk contact authorities. According to Brazos County jail records, Smith was out on bond after he was arrested 3 times over a 16-day period in March for driving with an invalid license. Bryan police responded to a domestic disturbance Saturday night that began in the area of Copperfield and Boonville and led to a chase that ended in the Wheeler Ridge neighborhood. 34-year-old Gregory Ray of Bryan was arrested for family violence assault with 2 or more convictions. The woman in the latest incident was also the victim in the prior cases. According to the arrest report, she was in the bed of the pickup driven by Ray after he took their child, who she has custody of. The woman also has a protection order against Ray. And in the third case, a woman told Brazos County Sheriff's deputies her live-in boyfriend confessed to stealing her jewelry and selling it at a local pawn shop for almost $600 for gas and drug money. That led to the arrest of 30-year-old Philip Jack of Bryan. From College Station Police, the arrest of a 23-year-old man for inappropriate contact with a 12-year-old girl. The girl's parents contacted CSPD, which led to interviewing the girl, where a driver's license photo identified the suspect. Joshua Franco is out of jail on bond following his arrest at the home on a charge of indecency with a child. It's been 7 years since the city of Bryan adopted its comprehensive plan. Planning Administrator Martin Zimmerman says the PNZ is hoping to update that, since much of the growth since then wasn't even on the radar.
You talk about the Westside Walmart or even the Health Science Center, if you can imagine that, or even not even Target was here when that comp plan was adopted. So we think that a lot of things have changed, and it's really time to kind of reassess where we are as a community and where we want to go as a community to accommodate all this growth that we're experiencing into the fabric of our community.
The Twin Cities third Walmart store is beginning to fill out, says City Development Manager Cody Cravette.
All I can tell you is what I've seen. Currently we have a Panda Express, batteries plus bulbs is there, a hair salon, a couple of the Sprint AT&T stores. So there's not a lot of information out there, but we've got a few.
He says growth leads to traffic and that leads to road construction, but the end result is worth it. Cravette highlighted the past Briarcrest expansion and recent exit switch, saying those updates have made a night and day difference. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 80 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids. More news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Molly Maid would like to remind everyone that it is Best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your Best of the Brazos.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
It's 8:37 of Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Clouds for today. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs today 90 to 95. As the day goes on, we may see some breaks of sun develop. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 75. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, some clouds in the afternoon, perhaps a shower or thunderstorm later in the day, 90. Chance of an evening storm tomorrow night, then partly to mostly cloudy, 75. Clouds Wednesday, scattered showers and storms, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. The little known facts ended rather oddly because it didn't really tell us that that was Dr. Edwin Land that they were discussing with all the inventions. This guy had the only person who had more inventions was Thomas Edison. Did a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And what he was getting at is all we remembered him for was the Land camera, but in fact he had a lot to do with 3D photography, had a lot to do with goggles, which were needed to basically blank out light that was very important in combat situations. And that's, of course, what led to polarized lenses as well. And so I'm digging around looking at this, and one guy recounts, he was a friend of the former Apple CEO John Sculley, who recounts the meeting between Steve Jobs and Edwin Land. Now, you think about that for brain power.
Yeah, no kidding.
He said, Dr. Land said, I could see what the Polaroid camera should be. It was just as real to me as if it was sitting in front of me before I had ever built one. And Steve Jobs said, yeah, that's exactly the way I saw the Macintosh. He said that if I asked somebody who had only used a personal calculator what a Macintosh should be, they wouldn't have been able to tell me. There was no way to do consumer research on it because I had to go and create it and then show it to people and say, now, what do you think of this? Both of them apparently had the ability to not invent products, the guy writes, but to discover products. Both of them said that these products had always existed. It's just that no one had ever seen them before. We are the ones who discovered them. The Polaroid camera always existed, and the Macintosh always existed. It's a matter of discovery. Steve had huge admiration for Dr. Land. He was fascinated by the trip.
Oh, I'm sure.
You imagine that?
No.
That's
I wouldn't want to be in that room.
Operating on a different plane. Hello. Okay. Yeah, never mind. Oh, good. Are we having phone trouble, too, on top of everything else? No, that seems to be working. Is that working?
Yeah. Talk about, people think they're the smartest guy in the room.
Oh, yeah.
You walk into that room.
Yeah. You go,
could somebody remind me to breathe, please?
I've got no reason to be nope. here. All right, here we go. It's weird festivals for the summer. Just in case you want to get out there, the folks at TripAdvisor have put together a list of them. First of all, make your plans to be at the Wayne Chicken Show, July 13th in Wayne, Nebraska.
What else are you going to do for the Wayne Chicken Show?
Yes, all right. Lower Keys Underwater Music Festival in Big Pine Key in Florida. Underwater Music, July the 12th. The World Championship Cardboard Boat Races.
I've seen those. Those are cool.
Okay, it's in Heber Springs, Arkansas. The Rain Day Festival. Now, see, if it rains, does that make the festival a success?
I think so.
Okay. Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. The Weird Contest Week. That's coming up August 11th through 15th in Ocean City, New Jersey. Walker's Art Center's Internet Cat Video Festival. No. Not on your life. I wouldn't spend a day of my life doing that, but that's fine. It's a National Lentil Festival coming up in Pullman, Washington. And lest we forget, September the 20th in Raleigh, North Carolina, Bug Fest. Now, do they still do the Mosquito Festival down there in... somewhere down in on the Texas coast, they used to do it because they had the Miss Skeeter, beauty pageant. So I'm just saying it seems like it could work. Oh, earlier this year, we're talking about jammers a little while ago, okay? Yeah, the being able to jam electronics. Earlier this year, a Florida man was caught using a jammer in his car and fined $48,000. It turns out that Metro PCS was getting complaints about a bad cell along Interstate 4. Which kept failing each morning and evening. So, CNET reports, they organized a stakeout, caught a guy in a blue Toyota Highlander putting out strong wideband emissions. And when they stopped one Jason Humphreys, their own two-way radios, in fact, were jammed. The Tampa Tribune says that Humphreys admitted that he owned the jamming gadget and told investigators he was using the jammer to keep people from talking on a cell phone while driving. Oh,
good for him!
Yeah. That's the kind of guy who drives 3 miles below the speed limit, you know? I'm just saying, okay. He said he thought the jammer would work in a 30-foot radius. Instead, the jammer was powerful enough to affect cell towers. So
holy cats.
A lot of people from not nearby had that exact same problem. So, anyhow. So, if you're interested in fossils and their past impact on gas prices, then here you go. Go back out and check out the newly reopened observation center at the La Brea Tar Pits. Now, the La Brea Tar Pits are located in downtown Los Angeles. And I don't know if people understand that really there's a lot of oil right there on the outskirts of Los Angeles.
Yep.
There are working oil fields out there. It's pretty interesting stuff. Anyhow, the La Brea Tar Pits basically a window of about 50,000 years into the past containing fossils of woolly mammoths, mastodons, saber-toothed tigers, and dire wolves. Not the ones that are in, soap opera swords. The observation pit closed in the mid-1990s due to too many visitors with sticky fingers, so to speak.
Oh, really?
Yep, and understaffing, which was a real problem, especially when you're talking about fossils that can be kind of delicate. On the open market now, the saber-toothed cat skull fetches about $250,000. So we can only open this pit when we have the resources to look after it and make sure that the fossils are safeguarded, says John Harris, who's the chief curator. Animals mired in the La Brea Tar Pits died anywhere from 11 to 50,000 years ago, and they were extraordinarily well-preserved, making them extremely valuable. So as a result, that's what they're doing. Take a call. Hello?
Hey, I've got a quick infomaniac challenge for you.
Oh, all right, here we go. We love the challenges. We often lose them, but go ahead.
Coming from y'all's news story, what exactly is a surfactant?
A surfactant. Patrick?
It would allow oil to be removed from surfaces is my best way to describe it.
Or do you know more about that than we do?
Oh, I don't. I just, it was an interesting word. I just see if y'all were truly.
Oh, yeah. No, Patrick made it up. Thanks. It's a fancier word than degreaser, right? It's,
yeah, and more. It basically helps. I don't know how best to describe it, except to suggest to say this is most likely being used in the oil and gas industry.
Okay, because you're saying to remove it from water or from any surface.
It lowers the surface tension two liquids or between liquids and solids.
Yes, and so soap is a surfactant.
It's a dishwashing detergent.
Correct, but because it's in Texas and there's a lot of oil and gas going on, my guess is that its main use is going to be for hydrogen sulfide.
Hello.
Yeah, surfactant will break down the surface tension of oil and emulsify it so it can be washed away.
There you go.
Okay, very good. Thank you. So it's like
I was just going to say that.
Sour gas.
It's like Joy, but it doesn't smell lemon fresh. Is that right?
Well, it could. Depends who made it.
We need to bring it down to the level that we all know.
There you go.
A creamy foaming texture.
Ew, wow. So what? That's what was in these cars? Is that what you're saying? Okay, all right. So anyway. So that'll clean the Navisite out pretty good, huh? If there's any, if there's any oil on top of that, just saying. The Food and Drug Administration has announced those low-T testosterone supplements that are being advertised on TV, okay, must carry a warning label on the risk for blood clots in the veins. Well, I don't know where else blood clots would be, but anyway, the testosterone therapy has been touted as a way to build aging men with low-T. They're saying this is needs to have a warning label on it, so apparently they will start doing that. Did you hear about the kid who died from having his wisdom teeth taken out?
No.
Flesh-eating bacteria.
No kidding. Turns out that he was in there just to get his wisdom teeth removed, and swelling and pain, and apparently rapidly intensified. Mom called 911, and he died at his Long Island home.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
This is a rare case, according to the Bangor Daily News. They talked to an infection control expert at the American Dental Association. He said he had never heard of anything like that happening, where this this particular bacteria would happen during a routine oral surgery extraction. What they're saying is that the stuff was apparently in his throat. The bacteria was in his throat. So,
it was already there.
Nearby. That's what.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we'll see. You know what? It's probably going to come out in a court of law. There will be a discussion.
In your average work week, you go to the grocery store, you get gas in your vehicle, and you go to the cleaners. Let's talk about your cleaners for a moment. Does your cleaners notify you via email or text when your order is ready? Do they have tagless garment identification so you don't have to rip off those stapled paper tags? And do they offer same-day laundry and dry cleaning services? My Cleaners does it all. They are Aggie-owned and operated, award-winning Pride Cleaners of Bryan and College Station. They take pride in how I look. Won't you give them a try? Find them on Facebook, celebrating 18 years of taking pride in you and our community.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Bryan's premier senior retirement community, Watercrest at Bryan, has several apartments available for seniors ready to live a luxurious lifestyle at an affordable price. Located in the prestigious Park Hudson neighborhood, come make Watercrest your home with amenities and activities suited for Bryan College Station seniors. If you're ready to live an active, independent lifestyle with care options available for future needs, then call Watercrest at Bryan now at 979-703-7088 to schedule a tour.
News Talk 1620 WTW. Okay, remember we, if you'll remember, Tom Brookshire, who was a sports guy for the for CBS, talked to Dwayne Thomas. He got a chance to have Dwayne Thomas interviewed after a Dallas Cowboy game, and Dwayne Thomas was famous for not speaking to the media. I mean, just didn't. And so Tom Brookshire was a little nervous when he talked to him, and he was talking about the Cowboys playing in the ultimate game. And how did he feel about him in the Super Bowl? Being playing in the ultimate game, and Dwayne Thomas looked at him and said, are they going to play it next year? And he said, yeah. He said, well, then this isn't the ultimate game. We know that now, of course, and the word is penultimate, okay? When you have something that will, it's the next to best, you have the ultimate, then the penultimate. Did you know that there's a word for the second to last? That is the anti-penultimate. So the last thing is ultimate, okay? The next to last is penultimate, and now we have the anti-penultimate. Just letting you know. Holy Toledo, you ever heard that phrase?
Yes.
Has nothing to do with Toledo, Ohio.
You've been watching this show again, haven't you?
Yeah, really, yeah. Toledo, Spain, become an outstanding Christian culture center in 1085, so that's where they got Holy Toledo. It's that Toledo. The mayor of Toledo, Ohio, is very upset that that's being, you know, making the rounds now. People are finding out about that.
I love that show, by the way.
It is a good show. Yeah.
That's what, History Channel?
Yep.
H2?
Mm-hmm. That's right, H2. That's, I guess if there's like five channels I could have, that'd be one of them. The 41st annual Daytime Emmys handed out last night in Hollywood.
So we're going from linguistics.
That's right, to the Daytime Emmys. Let's talk about what's important. Ellen DeGeneres and Steve Harvey, big winners, along with the soap opera Young and Restless. Ellen picked up her eighth trophy for Outstanding Entertainment Talk Show. Steve Harvey won for Outstanding Informative Talk Show. He also won for hosting the game show Family Feud. On the soapers front, Y&R picked up the best daytime drama. It should have. And Billy Miller.
Big fan, are you?
Oh, sure, you bet. And Billy Miller chalking up the award for Best Actor. Aline Davidson for Days of Our Lives Best Actress. ABC's Good Morning America won the Best Morning Program Emmy. Thanks, but no thanks, basically what Bill Cosby has said in reaction to a Cosby Show reunion during a...
He's Reddit, working on a new show anyway,
well,
isn't he?
Well, he is, yeah. During a Reddit Q&A over the weekend, he said, those people are too old now. He'd be retired and she'd be retired, and right now they'd be somewhere in the south of France, and he would be hiding in a bakery in the morning having two croissants and blueberry jam, so... Ain't going to happen. Did you go see a movie this weekend? If you did, you weren't alone. Well, some people went. Apparently, Think Like a Man 2 was number one. Yet again, another sequel. Then there's 22 Jump Street, How to Train Your Dragon 2. They're all out there. Clint Eastwood's Jersey Boys, based on the Broadway musical, which has done pretty well, really didn't do that well. It came in fourth at $13.5 million. So, let's see. I, for one, didn't... I did watch a movie, but I watched it on TV. Have you seen Mud?
No.
Matthew McConaughey. I'm kind of a McConaughey fan
now. I am, too.
After seeing True Detective. Anyway, this is not a bad little movie. A little quirky, but not too bad. Hear about the four guys fishing? Rescued off the... they rescued a Florida couple who had been treading water for 14 hours.
Holy cow.
Fell out of their boat near Key Largo, Florida. CNN reports the couple was 7 miles off the coast when the two Broward sheriff's detectives, a Broward firefighter and one of the officer's father-in-laws, noticed splashing in the water. The couple, 50 and 52, said they fell off their boat around 6 p.m. the night before, trying to wave to people using his white T-shirt. Spokesperson for the Coast Guard said, obviously, they were lucky. They were not wearing life preservers, and when they fell in, nobody thinks it'll, you know, they're one of those, oh, it's not going to happen to me, so they don't wear them, and they did, but they had to. Again, that speaks to their physical conditioning.
No kidding.
50 and 52 being able to tread water for 14 hours.
That or they were healthy. And floated well.
There you are.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Norma G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3200F 32-horsepower tractor with power steering and 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for $13,595. Buy now from Norma G. Tractor and get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $12,595. That's a monthly payment of only $173 at Norma G.
Normandy Tractor, you get zero down payment. You get 60 months interest-free. You get top dollar for your trade-ins. And you get free delivery. That's why Normandy Tractor is known as a place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices, shop Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. See us at normandytractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos for 11 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
I was out of town last weekend, and you realized exactly how comfortable you are sleeping in your own bed. Multiply that times about 100, and you'll know what it's like if you've got a Sleep Number bed. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and my Sleep Number is 70. Now, Sleep Number is awesome. So I've set my Sleep Number where I want it. I have the Sleep Pillow. It's awesome. And now they've got something really cool called the Sleep IQ. It empowers you to make changes like adjusting your Sleep Number setting or daily routine for the best possible sleep by monitoring your sleep through the night. Sensors work directly with the dual air technology inside the bed to track how you're sleeping. And it couldn't be easier. All you have to do is lay down. You don't have to wear anything. You don't have to turn anything on. All you have to do is sleep. So go get your Sleep Number and find out about the Sleep Number bed. They've got a store right there on Texas Avenue. It's across from Chick-fil-A and Specs. You can lay down. They'll determine your sleep number. You get the bed, and you start out right from there. There's dual air technology, so both folks are comfortable sleeping in the bed. There is dual temperature technology, so the temperature's perfect. And now you can find out exactly how you're sleeping with Sleep Number.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for five generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Three till. Okay, you ready, Irish boy? You ready,
yes,
Irish
sir?
Boy? Okay. The correct response to the Irish greeting, top of the morning to you, is?
I know this and I can't remember it.
Oh, yeah.
You knew this and you can't remember it.
I've heard the answer before.
Uh-huh. Okay, if someone gives you the Irish greeting, top of the morning to you, what your answer is?
What's it to you?
No, it's I hate the smell of that soap. No, it's... No, it is. And the rest of the day to
you.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
Oh, well.
Top of the morning to you then.
Yeah. And again, I hate your cereal and that soap. How's that?
Wow.
Anyway, Florida motorcyclist had his bike totaled when he was hit by a car and he walked away unhurt. Whoa. Don't try this, okay? Don't try this. Michael Smith, passing through an intersection in Clearwater when a vehicle struck him and sent him somersaulting through the air. Witness caught it on video. When Smith watched it, he couldn't believe what he saw. He said, I was literally upside down thinking, I could land on my head or I could land on my feet, and I didn't have on a helmet. Somehow he walked away without a scratch, didn't walk away without a ticket. They wrote him a citation for making an improper left turn and driving with a suspended license. Nice job, Bozon. Bob Dylan, okay, the original lyrics to Like a Rolling Stone. Sotheby's says it's the only surviving draft of the final lyrics handwritten by him in pencil on four sheets of stationery at the Roger Smith Hotel in D.C. There are phrases that Dylan did not use in the song, and, for instance, Driver Muth, You'll Tell the Truth. Anyhow, going to have an auction tomorrow. They say it could bring as much as $2 million.
That doesn't surprise me even a little.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that happens. I had another Hillary Clinton story. Yeah, it's late in the day.
Don't want to do that right now.
No, we'll save that. In the meantime.
You've seen the new. Oh, go ahead.
A tourist had to be rescued after attempting to climb one of Scotland's highest mountains. Said he wanted to see snow. Part of the problem was he chose to wear flip-flops when mountain climbing.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get what you deserve. Yes.
Okay, Frito-Lay's got new chips.
Okay.
They're releasing them in Canada, and it's called Doritos Roulette.
Okay.
Oh, I saw these.
Every sixth chip has a just big monster kick of spice, more than the normal Doritos in the rest of the bag.
Yeah.
Looks like a normal bag, but when you open it up, one of them's going to go whack.
Okay. When do we get them here?
No word on when it's going to come to the U.S.
They're not doing like beef gravy up there. I mean, it's right.
No, it's just a regular chip.
Okay, all right. Okay, this date in 1926, the first SAT tests. And in 1868, there was a guy named Christopher Latham Sholes who received a patent for something called the typewriter.
Hey!
Remember those? WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 9 o'clock.